Hey, cut my hair finally. Been super tired. But my kid had a football game, played a couple snaps. Wasn't very much. It was a jamboree, so it was unorthodox, kind of awkward. They used the whole football field and had two games going. And they got so many snaps or whatever on offense than defense. It is what it is. The good thing was that they had the starting team come out there and then the second team, which was good snaps for them, good reps. I know Jordan had a really good pass. There were some other plays that, didn't pan out, but there was this one pass he had. I think it was like 30 yards, and he rolled out and he threw it, and the guy was diving at it, caught it right underneath for first down. That was super awesome. It was one of those passes you get excited for. Hope to see more of that. Not sure on what the season's gonna be like. It's gonna be kind of weird. They have four home games, and I think they're all in a row. I don't think they've had that in a while, or that I remember having, when even when my oldest played. And that's been a long time ago. So I've been having to deal with sports for a long time with my kids. It's been a great ride. I have three more years left, and even if I don't record all of it, or even if it's not all in a, I don't know, a bunch of pictures or whatnot. Certainly happy and certainly glad that I participated and tried to, give my input, whether or not they took it, whether or not they used any of it. Certainly happy that I've been able to enjoy the things that they enjoy also. I think that's a really big connection point with my boys, is that I might have strong opinions and might think that, hey, try this, do this, or whatever, but ultimately, always, it's up to them, right? Everything that they do is up to them, and all their actions reflect the things that they have learned and tried to put to use. And it's, for me, I don't want my kids thinking, having more questions than answers when they have all these resources available to them. So, me sending them, a bunch of videos, little quick clips on basketball or football or whatever it is, I think for them, even if they don't use it, for them to see it, for them to see that, hey, that's a thing, or maybe I could try that during this situation, or whatever the case. But if they don't know it, yeah, you can make things up, and it might be something someone already did before, but I think if you see it, at least it'll be in your memory bank, and when situations arise, it's a lot easier to pull from that memory because you've already seen it. That's a good thing, I think, about my kids, is that they do a lot of studying, of course, outside of school, but I know it's mostly they're watching videos of sports or whatever, but I know that they're studying it. I know that they're looking at formations. They're looking at, you know, what people are doing, how people are running, how people are doing their routes, or whatever the sport it is. I know they pay attention to it. And the great thing about having access to it and seeing it and being able to use it is that the more times that you do use it, the more times you become more adept at being better at something else or trying something else because you've already done this and can relate and possibly even flourish in other things. I know for me, I didn't really have to, when I was growing up, I didn't have to work a lot on athleticism at all. I pretty much was, I guess, gifted in that aspect, but I tried super hard. I overdid it a lot, and the feelings that I got every single time, win or lose or whatever, it's like I did this, you know. I put forth all the effort that I know that I could give, and yeah, it might suck right now that I probably didn't accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, but I know what my limits are, and then I know what I can surpass. And that's, I think that when you're playing against people that are a lot better or whatever, it raises your awareness and it raises your skill level if you partake in that, of course. Not everyone's, you know, wanting to, you know, better every little thing. I'm not like that either, but I think it takes a lot for someone to be able to critique themselves and try to better that every single time. I've got kids that kind of do that. I mean, I remember taking a couple videos, not just with one kid, but with another, just to see their shooting form, right? Basic, simple, did it slow-mo, but they just want to be able to maybe not get it like 100% correct, because there's no way that you're always going to be shooting a basketball at the same spot, same, you know, angle, same everything. It just doesn't work out like that. But being able to see that they're doing it correctly, and then as they move, you know, they're keeping the same form no matter what they're doing, it takes a lot to be able to critique yourself and say, hey, I'm not doing this correctly, or I can adjust this, or I can do this. I just think it's either in you or not. But the good thing about if it's not in you, it can be super easily. And it's more of, and I know you're not gonna believe me, but it's more of just doing it over and over all the time. Even if you hate it, even if it sucks, even if it's boring, I tell my kids, you know, go shooting even without me. You know, it's, you know, there, it's available to you, do it. You know, put on some music or whatever, you know, zone out. Like, it's not supposed to be enjoyable, but you can make it a little bit more bearable. It's super easy. Just, you know, take your mind off of it. You know, make it a game. Use the beat. I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can do, but training in general is not fun. But you'll notice as you keep doing it, you're going to get better. Regardless, you're going to get better. So, when are you going to start? Have a good day.